quick. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is D-Day. Tuesday, June 6th. It is 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, the Normandy landings were the landing operations on Tuesday, June 6, 1944, of the Allied invasion of Normandy in Operation Overlord during World War II. Codename Operation Neptune, and often referred to as D-Day, it was the largest seaborne invasion in history. The operation began the liberation of German-occupied France and later Western Europe from Nazi control and laid the foundations of the Allied victory on the Western Front. Planning for the operation began in 1943. In the months leading up to the invasion, the Allies conducted a substantial military deception, codename Operation Bodyguard, to mislead the Germans as to the date and location of the main Allied landings. The weather on D-Day was far from ideal, and the operation had to be delayed 24 hours. A further postponement with a men of delay of at least 2 weeks, as the invasion planners had requirements for the phase of the moon, the tides, and the time of day that meant only a few days each month, were deemed suitable. Adolf Hitler, why'd I even mention his name? How about this? That scumbag placed German Field Marshal Erwin Rommel in command of German forces and of developing fortifications along the Atlantic Wall in anticipation of an Allied invasion. The amphibious landings were preceded by extensive aerial and naval bombardment and airborne assault. The landing of 24,000 U.S., British, and Canadian airborne troops shortly after midnight. Allied infantry and armored divisions began landing on the coast of France at 6:30. The target 50-mile stretch of the Normandy coast was divided into five sectors: Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword. Strong winds blew the landing craft east of their intended positions, particularly at Utah and Omaha. The men landed under heavy fire from gun emplacements overlooking the beaches, and the shore was mined and covered with obstacles such as wooden stakes, metal tripods, and barbed wire, making the work of the beach clearing teams difficult and dangerous. Casualties were heaviest at Omaha with its high cliffs. At Gold, Juneau, and Sword, several fortified towns were cleared in house-to-house fighting, and two major gun emplacements at Gold were disabled using specialized tanks. The Allies failed to achieve any of their goals on the first day. Carentan, Bayeux remained in German hands, and Caen, a major objective, was not captured until July 21st. Only two of the beaches, Juneau and Gold, were linked on the first day, and all five beachheads were not connected until June 12th. However, the operation gained a foothold, which the Allies gradually expanded over the coming months. German casualties on D-Day have been estimated at 4,000 to 9,000 men. Allied casualties were at least 10,000, with 4,414 confirmed dead. Museums, memorials, and war cemeteries in the area now host many visitors each year. As I told you, I have never been more moved in my life. Except for the concentration camps, Auschwitz, Terezin, and others. I've seen Saving Private Ryan. I have watched documentaries. But I must tell you, standing on those beaches, walking into these bombed out shells and bunkers, going to the American cemetery there, just a big, gigantic wow. You fly to Paris, you take a train, stay in Bayeux or in Caen for a couple of days, very lovely towns, and go call my buddy Duncan Hollins, used to be in the British Army, and have him take you around. Amazing. If you want to reach Duncan, airborne44.com. AIRBORNE 44.com. I'm watching Fox News right now. They're interviewing 95-year-old John McHugh, served as an Army colonel. 95-year-old. And yes, we are pre-taping the show because it's Thursday. In the final hour of the market, we will not be taking you to the close of the market, but we'll get you near there. And it's been one of those days where the news keeps a-changing. You know, tariffs yesterday, maybe no tariffs today. And all that crap. And I must tell you, today's Thursday. Coming into Tuesday, we gapped up as the Fed changed their stance again to easy money, not just patience. They're going to lower rates either in the next week or so or in July. And now we are hearing some news, which we told you. We told you, but it was just a guess. It's a guess. When you're dealing with the president, it's a guess. Quote unquote, stocks moving higher on headlines that the U.S. can delay proposed Mexican tariffs as deal talks continue. Remember what we told you. At the very most, they'll do the 5% tariffs next week on Monday. But that's it. They ain't going anywhere near any other tariffs. No chance. 100% no chance. I told you. And unfortunately, the president's going to lose leverage with this. And let me explain. You talk a big game. You talk a big game. You talk strength. You get your people behind you saying, oh yeah, go Donald, go Donald, go Donald. All of a sudden, people that would have ripped the stuffings out of Obama if he did tariffs love Donald Trump for his tariffs. If he backs away, he's going to lose all his leverage with any other threats he does to any other country. Simple as that. That's all. And we're not putting him down. We're stating a fact how life works. You threaten, you back away before you do anything. The next time you threaten, have a nice day. So we'll see how this plays out. It's only Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday, the jobs numbers. And then Monday is supposedly tariff day. We'll see. Again, we had a guess for you. The guess was at the most 5%. And we may not be getting any. Now, I think it's partially because of he blinked. But what he'll do is let somebody else take the blame. It'll be the Republicans who are actually against the tariffs and have come out big time loudly against the tariffs. And that's what the president will say. Well, I talked to my party and, you know, there's no way they'd go for it. And this is what I'll do. So markets, add the Fed changing their stance, no tariffs. And I must tell you, and I've watched markets forever. I have studied markets going back to since day one. My software allows me to go back to day one of the markets. You want to know what happened in 1911? I can tell you. You want me to show you the crash 29 in the 30s? I can show you. You want me to do the bottom in 82? I can show you. I can go back to anything. But I must tell you, this week goes down again as just an amazing week, and I will explain that up next with the full market wrap, movers of the day, as we take you into the close today. We thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Did I do our little... This is a show about you and blah, 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 blah. If you don't get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button and go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary. Articles we post if you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And our email service at GaryK.com right there, 1 month free. And... The Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out, investment-models.com. Well, Dow 150, S&P up 15, NASDAQ up 27, NASDAQ 100 up 41. Russell 2000 still down 0.5%. Advanced declines are only 19.15 in New York. They're actually 11.18 on the NASDAQ. Yeah. But what I said at the beginning, but I have to tell you again, how do I explain this? On Monday, they slaughtered growth, and a lot of it's still down. But you know all those software names? They slaughtered them on Monday. They broke them down, some badly. And let me say the ones that some badly are bouncing up, but they're not coming back. But the ones that they hit hard, broke the 50-day, it's like Monday didn't even happen. I had one name. Straight down, straight up. Straight down, straight up. The selling Monday didn't happen. That's what you get in an environment of central banks, an environment of the president. By the way, that's not a put down on the president, but that's what you get in the environment of the president, the tweeter. So, for example, today, let's see what I got for you today. You ready? AYX up 4, holds the 50-day moving average. NOW up 5, holds the 50-day moving average. Twilio, TWLO, holds the 50-day. SMAR holds the 50-day. Shopify has soared, one of the strongest names, doesn't give you a shot. Trade Desk up 5 today. And just overall good day. But the last part of it was the news of maybe there's not going to be any tariffs. We're only up about 70 and then boom. NASDAQ was flat and then boom. And actually I'm surprised if we don't do the 5% Monday, but it looks like that may be the case. So the correction was over Tuesday. As we said, a low has been put in on Tuesday. But this is almost stupid, this action. You already overbought after 3 days. With warts, as I said. With warts. Because it's very narrow, measured by advanced declines. Measured by the Russell 2000 not keeping up. but the leadership has reasserted itself again, and now let it settle down. And I think you buy the hell out of them on pullbacks. Seriously. And I'm very careful with my words. But I think you buy the hell out of them on pullbacks here. And you'll probably get one or two. Gary, that doesn't sound like you. Well, when... A couple of things. A, the Fed's going to lower rates. B, the president's not going to put any tariffs on except maybe the 5% and is going to lose all his leverage on threatening any other country. In other words, if he just pulls off this Mexico thing, just goes off of it, next one he's threatens, they're going to laugh at him. Go ahead, do it. So that's that. Correction over on Monday. Confirmation Tuesday. Still going Wednesday and Thursday. And these leadership names reasserting themselves back above moving averages. Buy the hell out of them on pullbacks. Will they pull back? Don't know. How much they pull back? Don't know. When will they pull back? Don't know. Best place to buy off of? The 50-day moving average. As they just quietly, calmly bring them down. Bring them in. And you know the names. I've mentioned them a dozen times. And I'll do my scans tonight, and we'll see what we can find. Of note, though, the transports are still down 100. Retail's getting smacked also. Oils are bouncing, but oils have been just weak as all hell. Semiconductors are bouncing, but they've been weak, and they were down yesterday, but better today. And really better since the announcement of these non-tariffs. And that's the deal. That's the story. And next up will be the Fed. Let's see. Fed calendar. The Fed meetings. Is it June 12th and 13th? Let's see. June 12th, 13th. That is next week. Let me get my calendar out. Next Wednesday and Thursday? No, that's 18. My bad. I knew that couldn't be right. Give me 19. There you go, 19. June 18th and 19th. So that won't be next week. It'll be the week after. I think they'll lower rates on the 18th and 19th. And as we speak, Dow up 180, S&P up 18, NASDAQ up 38. So the market believes the president is now blinked. Simple as that. As they say, there's no stinking tariffs. And you got the Fed. So tonight's going to be real interesting scanning for your handsome and buffed host. Pretty good confirmation here. That said, half the market is not in good shape. So it'll be a select few areas, select few names, and let's hope it, the average stock reasserts itself if we continue higher. But there's still a lot of work to be done. And that's that. And you know, I get questions on the president. I'm going to answer a couple of things. That's up next. And more. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening.
listening to
America is talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So I get emails from the left on the president. When I compliment them, when I compliment the president, the left curses me out. When I tell you I don't like what the president did, the right curse me out. I get compliments when I take the side that people like. And most people just don't get me and don't understand. And I think what's happened with politics is it's like teams, the diehard, as they call it. And I've met people, and I've met people that when Obama was president, and I asked them if it was found out the president did this, something really bad. Doesn't matter to me. That's what I would get. Doesn't matter to me. And the same thing goes with Trump. Same thing goes with Trump. No matter what he does, if it's bad, real bad, still back him 100% and curse me out for not liking a policy. Imagine that. Not liking a policy. I get people email me, and not very nice. I get people calling me, and I have conversations with them, and I try to have nice, civil conversations, and every now and again, a little heat, and I just try to explain, you don't understand. I am not here to get an invitation to Mar-a-Lago. I am not here to be his friend. I'm not here to be his enemy. I only care about the people of this country getting a fair shake, and we are not talking about what the socialists want to do, because they're not into a fair shake. They're into control and screwing everybody over. So the bottom line is I have blinders to who is running the show. For all intents and purposes, it's Barack Obama or Jimmy Carter or Hillary Clinton or, oh, God forbid that, or Donald Trump. There's only one thing that matters to me when you're looking straight ahead with blinders is that they do the right thing. And we all know what the right thing is. You know, you guys know that. Even you people that love them so much, you know what's right and what's wrong. You know tariffs are not good. And you also know that they're no longer tactics. It's like an addiction. Everything's a he was going to go tariff Australia. So I'm not against the guy. I want him winning. I want him beating the pants off whoever he runs against in 2020. Why? They all suck on the left. There's not a tax hike they don't like. There's not a tax cut they do like. They're a bunch of con artists. The worst of the worst. They've literally made up this whole climate thing brought on by a guy named Al Gore, who told us 13 years ago that the world's ending in 10 years, and they still give the guy credibility as he gets on his private jet, and they want to tax the hell out of us to pay for their climate plans. I don't want that. I don't want Medicare for all. What do we need Medicare for all when 180 million people already have insurance? It's about control. They're socialist, authoritarian dictators. I want him winning. But when I know he can't win, it is my job to let everybody know. And him. I email the White House. So when the president raised federal spending with Ryan and McConnell, two charlatans, $250 billion a year after yelling and screaming for years how the Democrats are horrible on debt and deficits and spending, I got a big problem. When I didn't like tariffs under Clinton, Bush, Obama, I'm certainly not going to like them under Trump. And especially when he says they're marvelous and he's tariff man. Policy. That's all I care about. Good policy. When he does the opposite of Obama on Israel, I love him. While people call him an anti-Semite, while he's doing everything possible for the Jewish state. I love that, these morons on the left. It's like calling me a Jew an anti-Semite. Donald Trump is the most Jewish person I know. So we want him winning. But tariffs suck. If he did this 25% tariff on Mexico, I guarantee you all hell would break loose. On everything. And I'm actually happy that he's backing away from it. But the fact that he's backing away from it so soon is actually not a great thing. Now, here's the great news. I also hear rumors that Mexico is going to deploy 6,000 troops to the Guatemalan border and do an overhaul of the asylum system. Terrific! Awesome! But tariffs suck. Simple as that. And I will keep that stance because these are my beliefs. And they're just all logical beliefs. And when the president says tariffs are paid by the other country, I'm going to call him out on it. Because we are truth tellers here. All tariffs are paid by the importer, passed on to consumers. One way or the other, one price to another. So we're all for him, and we hope his decision-making is sound, his decision-making is good, and we hope he wins the day. Simple as that. Because these miseries on the left, you know, you're going to hear this show at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, but at 5 p.m., we're pre-taping this show now because I do Bulls and Bears live at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to be interviewing presidential candidate John Delaney, who is actually one of the guys that got booed in California for saying, you know, Medicare for all is not good. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, here's a guy I can speak to. But then I find out he's proposed a $4 trillion proposal for climate change. Tax carbon polluters and redistribute all that money to the American people. What? What in blue hell is that? $4 trillion tax people, but we'll give it to other people? What? Who are you? What, are we going to ride bicycles to work so we don't pay a carbon tax? These people just don't even get it. So, you're going to hear this at 6, but I'm going to ask him a pointed question at 5. I'm going to hit him straight in the eyeballs with the question. He ain't going to know what hit him. And it's going to go like this. Is there any tax you guys don't like? And who are you to tax $4 trillion out of people to hand to other people? Where do we get this penalize this and don't penalize that? Or because it's climate. What about the climate? You know, Al Gore told us 13 years ago, 10 years. Now they're telling us 12 years. But now they're telling us it has to be done by 2050 or else. How do they know? They don't. It's a money grab. So we're rooting for Trump. So don't get mad at us. We want low taxes, less regulation, efficient and effective government. And a lot smaller government, but that's wishful thinking. Up next, we'll take you near the close. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
now.
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. We are pre-taping the show in the final hour. And with the Fed now lowering rates very soon, and looks like there will be no tariffs on Mexico, duh, we told you, the Dow now is up 225, S&P up 23, NASDAQ up 49, NASDAQ 100 up 64. Amazingly, the Russell 2000 is still down. That's amazing. Advanced declines are still 13.16 on the New York. But good day. All that crap is over. Simple as that. It's over. It's over. And man, if Mexico does some good things on the border, that'd be great. That'd be great. That'd be great. Of note, semiconductors up 22 now. The growth slash software names forgot about Monday and Friday of last week. And I repeat what I said. Pullbacks, buy the hell out of them. Buy the hell out of the pullbacks. I don't know where you'll get them and what you'll get, but buy the hell out of pullbacks. By the way, the employment figures that came out yesterday were terrible. And we have the real employment figure tomorrow, and we'll find out that tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And that was today. Now, I'm looking at the updated charts of the Dow and S&P. They're back above the 200-day moving average. They all have work to do, but most definitive. Let me put this way on the Dow. You got back now everything from last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And may I say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday was a nice 900-point drop. 900-point drop, and you got them back in 3 days off of the Fed pivot and the tariff thing. And I must tell you, if no tariffs and Mexico really does something and this threat actually works, give the president a standing ovation. Because the Democrats ain't going to do anything. They ain't going to do crap. You know what they're going to do, the Democrats. Let's impeach. Idiots. Let's impeach. Collusion. Obstruction. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, let me... okay, Dow up 238, S&P 24, NASDAQ 53, NASDAQ 166. If you got a chance today, I don't know if they're going to replay it or there's going to be a video. But Shepard Smith is basically spending his whole hour on Fox News interviewing. Right now, as I speak, he's interviewing Paul Walton and his 100-year-old father, who was there on D-Day. And I am going to get a video of it, so I'm going to make sure I watch it. I make sure I watch it. It is... anybody, you guys, if you haven't watched Saving Private Ryan, we're told that it's really a lot of reality what happened on those beaches. Just put yourself on those beaches. Okay? Put yourself on those beaches. Remember what I told you? I don't make this stuff up. I whined and complained when I got hit by a paintball. On my side, I had a little, you know, paintball contusion. You see any of these men and women, give them a big hearty handshake. You know? We cannot do enough of these people. We cannot think enough of these people. Man, oh man, oh man. I'm looking right now, and this 100-year-old man is at the American cemetery in France. And, they're celebrating him, and that'd be fantastic. Fantastic. Dow 248, S&P up 24, NASDAQ 55. Looks like tariffs are going to be gone. And looks like Mexico, Washington Post reporting Mexico is proposing to send 6,000 troops to the Guatemalan border to restrict the flow of illegal immigrants and institute a sweeping overhaul of the current asylum system. Okie doke. A few other things. Beyond Meat reports after the close today. They're supposed to report, actually, they're supposed to report making a little bit of money after nothing but losses. I'm just letting you know that everybody I speak to tells me it tastes pretty damn good, and they're going everywhere. So this is something we're going to be watching closely. Valuation's a joke. Valuation's a joke. But there is definitely a move afoot with these things. The plant-based meat. But I do know, I gather, competition could be pretty harsh also. So something to watch. BYND is the symbol, ladies and gentlemen. A $25 IPO. The day it opened, it was 70. It's right now near 100. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.